The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning, Glory America. Bonjour, High Canada. Sue Hewitt inside the Beltway, where I must admit to being between sixes and sevens. That's an old English saying for people who don't know what to do when it comes to where they're supposed to go. That's really, it actually comes from the Lord Merchant's Parade in the old city when the various guilds couldn't decide how to line up who was at six and who was at seven. So, I mean, I could cover the riots in Philadelphia and the violence in Philadelphia last night, which was massive. I could go to the Wall Street Journal editorial about that. I could talk about my own Washington Post op-ed on the new Supreme Court and property rights. The election, I will very quickly give you the rundown on the latest polls. But, of course, I'll be back to Tony Bobulinski in a second. In the general election, Emerson says Joe Biden's up 50-45. That's the latest thing. That's Wednesday morning. But in Pennsylvania, according to Trafalgar, it's tied. In Florida, according to Susquehanna, Trump is up 4. In Florida, according to Florida Atlantic University, Biden is up 2. In North Carolina, we have a tie from one group from Reuters. It says Biden is up 1. I mean, that's what you get all across the country. And yesterday, both the president and Senator Harris were in Las Vegas. So go figure. They have the best polling in the world, the presidential campaigns, and they don't release it. They go where they have to go. Joe Biden went to Georgia. I think that is a panic, the other side move. I don't think he's going to win Georgia. I don't think it's going to be close. But the 1980 is in the back of my mind. Some of you are too young to remember 1980. That's when Jimmy Carter got blown out by Ronald Reagan and no one saw it coming and senators fell all night long. That's what Democrats are hoping. But I honestly don't think you can have riots in Philadelphia and not affect the suburbs of Philadelphia. Right, we hear about the suburban mom voter. We hear about Trump losing the suburban mom. I don't think you can have the National Guard being called into Philadelphia because of two nights of rioting and violence and 30 injured police and a crazy city council defunding the police and not impact every suburban mom in America. Now we come to Tony Bobulinski. I give this preface. I don't watch cable news. I've told you before. When Brett Baer goes off, I'm done for the night. I read faster than broadcast can broadcast. And therefore, and I don't believe any of the opinion shows much. They can be entertaining, and Dwayne will clip them for me in the morning. But last night, Tony Bobulinski was on with Tucker Carlson for 30 to 40 minutes. And I'm going to play you the key clips because you should hear. I am going to tell you, though, that the media should be covering this story. By the media, I mean center media, right-wing media, left-wing media, exactly as they covered Russia, 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 the Steele dossier hoax. All the Mother Jones people should be as attracted to the idea of foreign influence on Biden as they were to foreign influence on Trump. Now, there was no foreign influence on Trump. It's totally discredited. And everyone who bid on that is deeply embarrassed, and they go about their business attempting to pretend they did something other than chase Russia, Russia, Russia for 3 years. But I credited all those stories. I followed them. I reported them. I said, wait for the special counsel. And now I am just mystified by the somersaults people are doing and the pretzels into which they are tying themselves to avoid talking about the obvious elephant in the room named Tony Bobulinski. Here he is telling Tucker Carlson last night that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden were tied at the hip about Hunter's businesses and that Joe knew. Cut number 26.
What I was doing with his family's name in the Chinese CFC.
He's, and this is a company with direct connections to the communist government of China. So The former vice president has said he had no knowledge whatsoever of his son's business dealings and was not involved in them at all. But this sounds like direct involvement in them.
Yeah, that's a blatant lie. When he states that, that is a blatant lie. Obviously, the world's aware that I attended the debate last Thursday. And in that debate, he made a specific statement around questions around this from the president. And I'll be honest with you, I almost stood up and screamed liar and walked out because I was shocked that after 4 days or 5 days that they prep for this, that the Biden family is taking that position to the world. And once again, I'm irrelevant in this discussion. I just was brought in to run this company and have been exposed to all of this fact. And I believe the American people should see this fact. I would have much preferred the Biden family go on record and define these facts for the American people and the globe versus me sitting here having a discussion with you on it.
So Joe Biden has not denied meeting with you in Los Angeles, correct?
Correct, he says. Now, you're about to hear a term, plausible deniability, which is known to everyone who knows the history of Watergate. I'm the president of the Nixon Foundation. We cover it at the Nixon Library, and you're Belinda. Everybody knows plausible deniability is a term that is used in government to make sure that the principal does not get spattered with the consequences of anything that gets done following his or her decision. Plausible deniability means the principal knows, but you can't find a paper trail. Tony Bobulinski and Tucker Carlson are talking here about the Biden family's plausible deniability that Joe Biden knew about the China connection. Cut 27.
And I'm thinking about the Biden family. Like, how are they doing this? I know Joe decided not to run in 2016, but what if he ran in the future? Aren't they taking political risk or headline risk? And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? Like, aren't you concerned? And he sort of, he looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
He said that out loud?
Yes. He said it directly to me, one-on-one in a cabana at the Peninsula Hotel after about a, you know, hour and a half, 2 hour meeting with me asking out of concern, how are you guys doing this? Aren't you concerned that you're going to put your brother's, you know, future presidential campaign at risk? You know, the Chinese, the stuff that you guys have been doing already in 2015 and 2016 around the world. And I just can almost picture his face where he sort of chuckles and says, you know, plausible deniability.
So he said, this is a man who's been drafting off his brother's political career for almost 50 years. He said, to your face, essentially, we're lying about it.
Anyone watching this interview can look up what plausible deniability means, and the definition is very distinct.
Plausible deniability is a damning phrase. And it's been, if Jim Biden said plausible deniability, that means Joe Biden knew everything. What about the charges, Tucker Carlson asked Tony Bobulinski, that it's Russia disinformation? Cut 28.
I would love for him to go on record. You know, as I referenced earlier, I'm only sitting here because they have not only have they not gone on record, they've denied it and they've tarred my family name and a long history of serving this country and have other congressmen now talking about Russian disinformation.
This whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin.
I held a top secret clearance from the NSA and the DOE. I served this country for 4 years in one of the most elite environments in the world, Naval Nuclear Power Training Command. And to have a congressman out there speaking about Russian disinformation or Joe Biden at a public debate referencing Russian disinformation when he knows he sat face to face with me, that I was traveled around the world with his son and his brother, to say that and associate that with my name is absolutely disgusting to me.
I want to play one more. By the way, I wrote a senior naval retired officer last night. Do you think Tony Bobulinski is lying? The response was Navy officers do not lie this way. It is possible, but Navy officers do not lie this way, especially when they have been in the classified situation. Cut 29, where Bobulinski is talking about the family, the Biden family, and his meetings with Joe Biden.
You know, we didn't go into too much detail on business because Hunt, prior to Joe showing up, Hunter and Jim had coached me. Listen, we won't go into too much detail here. This is just a high level discussion and meeting. So it's not like I was drilling down with Joe about cap tables and details.
So you've said that they wanted you to meet Joe Biden as a way to induce you to participate in this deal. You were the actual business guy here who had management experience, deal experience. But it also sounds like Joe Biden was vetting you to some extent.
Yes, of course. I didn't request to meet with Joe. They requested that I meet with Joe. And, he's putting his, and Hunter says this in writing, it was referenced multiple times, they were putting their entire family legacy on the line. They knew exactly what they were doing. They were dealing with a Chinese-owned, enterprise run by Chairman Yi, CFC, that had strong financial support and political support from the Chinese Communist Party. That's how it was presented to me. That's not my own words. That's how they presented it to me and read me in on it. And
they being Gillier and Hunter Biden.
They being Hunter Biden, who was very proud of that and taking credit for it when I sat with him for 2 hours on the patio of the Chateau Marmont in L.A.
Proud that they were doing a deal with the Chinese Communist Party?
Well, proud that they were. That he had the relationship with Chairman Yi, who was running CFC, and the ability for them to get deals done around the world and stuff like that.
You've seen a number of journalists, reporters covering this story, including some who should know better, declare.
We have lots more of Tony Bobulinski last night, the plausible deniability. And every reporter who is not talking about this today is not a reporter. Stay tuned. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
800-500-8384. We sing the nightingale song of love. Stream.
Welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt. Some of you will get the nightingale song. Reference. It's a reference, of course, to Iran-Contra. I want you to know, I have no preconceived notion about Tony Bobulinski and the Biden family. All I know is that they both can't be telling the truth. Either Tony Bobulinski is lying through his teeth to Tucker Carlson, or the Biden family and former Vice President Biden are lying through their teeth. Hunter Biden is, of course, a very sad story, a wreck of a life, and maybe he'll get it back together again. Tony Bobulinski tells Tucker the only thing Hunter Biden had going for him was his family name. Cut 30.
So I just want you to assess once more, is there anything about Hunter Biden's personal experience, personal qualifications that would justify him doing a deal in Kazakhstan?
Absolutely nothing. The only thing that he had was the Biden family name and the fact that his father at one point obviously was a sitting vice president and potentially would run as a future president.
So there's nothing going for him. Now, here is the heart of the interview, because the Chinese Communist Party has run a penetration operation against the United States for decades. Remember Dianne Feinstein's chauffeur? Remember all the prosecutions we have? Everybody is aware of this. You have to be alert to it. Entire universities have been corrupted by it. Professors have been put in jail because of it. And it's what great nations do to each other. They spy, they corrupt, they influence. We've talked about Russia, Russia, Russia for years, and it turns out Donald Trump had nothing to do with Russia, but we talked about it for years because it's dangerous. So the key question that Tucker Carlson poses to Tony Bobulinski has to do with Chinese money, because if the Chinese have given money to the Biden family, that is a major problem. Cut number 31.
The Chinese and CFC never viewed me. I'm insignificant and irrelevant in this discussion. To them, it was always the Biden family. It wasn't Hunter Biden. It wasn't Jim Biden. It was the Biden family, who's obviously led and operated by Joe Biden. And in a document that you guys have, and I think it's been provided to, you know, to the world, the Chinese referenced that because of their trust in the Biden family, that Chairman Yi and Director Zhang are excited about moving forward in this. And in that document, they reference loaning $5 million to the BD family.
Right.
The BD family is the Biden family. And notice they didn't say we're loaning that money to Oneida Holdings, or we're loaning that money to Tony Bobulinski, or we're loaning that money to James Gillier or Rob Walker. They, once again, not a document generated by me, a document generated by CFC, that they're loaning that money to the Biden family.
So what does that mean? What does that mean? Cut number 32.
Of this going forward, if Joe Biden is elected president, which could very well happen, how does this constrain his ability to deal with China?
Are you asking for my personal opinion?
I am. I'm asking for your opinion as someone who's worked with the Chinese.
So I think Joe Biden and the Biden family are compromised. Obviously, I've referenced that I held a Q clearance. You're briefed on compromise and, you know, who you're able to talk with and deal and do business with. And I just don't see, given the history here and the facts, how Joe can't be influenced in some manner based on the history that they have where here with CFC and stuff like that. So as a citizen and an American taxpayer, I'm very, very concerned.
They are compromised. If Tony Bobulinski is telling the truth, what does that mean? Subject to blackmail, subject to control. If the Chinese Communist Party, and you assume they have access to every document of CEFC, the energy company, the front company for all these millions of dollars pouring into Team Biden. If they have all those documents, you can also assume they have the recordings, but they've got the paperwork at least. They can release it at any time about anything. They can crush Joe Biden like a spider at any moment if they've got this. So we have to determine before the election, is Tony Bobulinski lying or is Joe Biden lying? It is that simple. It is that simple. And that no one is discussing it tells me mostly that the press hates Donald Trump so much that they don't care whether or not Tony Bobulinski is lying or Joe Biden is lying. But you should care. That is the question. Is Tony Bobulinski lying or is Joe Biden lying? Because they both can't be telling the truth. I'll be right back on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. The only question that should be asked of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, unless and until it is answered, is, Mr. Biden, did you meet with Tony Bobulinski? If he says an emphatic no, I've never met the man. No, no, no. He's lying. That is one acceptable answer. If he says anything other than that, doors open that, of course, have to be walked through by a press that does not want to walk through it. Kamala Harris, of course, wouldn't know anything about the Biden family finances, but she's no doubt been briefed by Team Biden as to how and what to say when confronted with a Bobulinski question. Now, I wrote a week ago that a special counsel was needed, had to be appointed before the election. And that interview last night, as we walked through it, I didn't watch it last night, I read about it, and now I'm playing it for you. It makes it completely clear. I think that Tony Bobulinski is credible. He is believable. And if he is, in fact, telling the truth, Joe Biden should not be president of the United States. Not in any way. Now, a lot of this depends no longer upon documents because we've heard Tony Bobulinski. But here you hear him telling Tucker Carlson about the infamous document referring to the big guy. Cut 33.
I didn't generate that email. James Gillier generated that email. And in that email, James Gillier goes through intimate detail of what each individual's requests were from a compensation perspective and how the equity in the enterprise would be divvied up. Very important. May 13th. That email was generated by somebody else to me. In that email, there's a statement where They go through the equity. Jim Biden's referenced as, you know, 10%. Doesn't say Biden, it says Jim. And then it has 10% for the big guy held by H. I 1,000% sit here and know that the big guy is referencing Joe Biden. That's crystal clear to me because I lived it. I met with the former vice president in person multiple times, and I had been meeting and talking with Hunter Biden and Jim Biden and Rob Walker and James Gillier. Where the media has tried to hide, and I personally feel it's disgusting, is between that May 13th email and the final document that was executed called Oneida Holdings LLC. In Oneida Holdings LLC, the equity is broken up 20% Hunter Biden, 20% Jim Biden. Well, they're LLCs that represented them.
Right.
20% James Gillier, 20% Rob Walker, and 20% me and my investment entity. What I'd ask the American people to read and look at is how from May 13th to the final Oneida document that got executed, did Jim Biden go from a 10% owner to a 20% owner? That's not my question to answer. I'm sure there were discussions within the Biden family. I wasn't privy to that discussion. But this is Jim Biden, the brother of the potential future president of the United States. It's not a distant cousin. It's not an employee. It's his brother who, in documents, defines himself as a political advisor to his brother. And so I'll leave that to the American people to answer that. But I don't understand how the American journalist is allowing that gap to be even talked about and defined.
Now, I wish Tucker were a lawyer because he made some mistakes in this interview. It's a very good interview. But a lawyer would stop and say, Mr. Bobulinski, you say you've met many times with Vice President Biden. I'm going to go through with you each of those meetings and ask you to detail the specifics about the setting and the subject matter discussed. And then you would methodically walk through it. And we will try and get Tony Bobulinski to talk to me because it's a deposition. Kurt Schlichter would know what I'm talking about. Anyone who's a lawyer out there would know what I'm talking about. He just said he met with him many times. Many times. So the specifics of each of those meetings can be corroborated or disproven by sleuthing that doesn't involve the sit-down of the vice president. There's enough here everyone should be saying, oh, my God. What in the world is the media doing? It's the story of a lifetime, unless Bobulinski is lying, and I don't know that. I find it highly improbable, given the documents that have been produced to support his account. And I'm just acting as a lawyer here, licensed in the District of Columbia in California, general counsel of the Nixon Library, former partner with Aaron Fox, former partner with Larson O'Brien, former partner with Hewitt Wilinski, former partner with... Gibson, Dunn & Crutcher spinoff, Pedestester, Cruz & Krinsky. I've been practicing law at the Department of Justice in the White House for 33 years. There is significant predicate here for a special counsel. There is believability. And all those reporters running around who have never drearily gone through evidence, who have never sat for 3 years in the law school or haven't taught for 25 years, who have never been in a deposition or been the subject of a deposition, you have no idea what the hell you're talking about. This is damned persuasive. And you are not doing your job because you're afraid of the consequences of your job. Is Tony Bobulinski lying or is Joe Biden lying? That's the question. Now, Tony Bobulinski appeals to the public right here to do their own research, and that includes you, so-called reporters, Cut 34.
The Biden family knew that you're going public with this, and you spoke to Rob Walker about it. Again, the self-described Biden family representative, and Biden family, meaning Joe Biden as well. What was his response when you let him know that you were going public with this?
Trying to coach me, trying to sort of say, hey, we don't want to do that. We don't want, you know, press trucks out in front of our house. I'm going to have to move. I could lose my job. All that, I'm not trying to cause any harm to anyone in this situation,
right,
let alone Rob Walker and his family, James Gillier and his family. But basically, Rob's position was, if you go on record with all these facts, you'll bury all of us.
If he doesn't come out on record I am providing the facts.
Tony, you're just going to just bury all of us, man.
What was your response to that?
I was focused on pushing these guys to do the right thing, to demonstrate an ounce of integrity in front of the American people. They all know the facts. I live the facts. And luckily for the American people, all the facts are extremely well documented. I'm irrelevant in this discussion, so I can write off, but the American people can read these texts, listen to the recording that you just played, read the legal documents that were executed in Delaware, and they can form their own conclusion. They don't need me to form the conclusion for them.
You know, in the week before the 2016 election, everyone was peddling the Steele dossier. I got sent the Steele dossier. People offered me all that crap. And everyone in town knew about it, and no one talked about it, but they insinuated it, and then they let it bleed into their coverage, and then it distorted the first 3 years of the Trump presidency until the Mueller report came out and it was repudiated. Everybody knew. Now the entire world knows about Tony Bobulinski, and nobody is asking the vice president about it. It is the reverse image of what happened 4 years ago, and it's exposing not just the Bidens, but the media as either indifferent or corrupt or incompetent. You can pick one, but you can't ignore this unless you say Tony Bobulinski is a liar. But if you say Tony Bobulinski is a liar, you've got to be able to prove that. That is the only answer. Tony Bobulinski tells Tucker Carlson he urged the Biden family to put in appropriate corporate governance. That means boards of directors, general counsel, rules of engagement, disclosure forms, transparency. Here's what is said. Cut 35.
This is a small point, but I can't get over it. So you saw a number of reporters say, again, in an effort to bat away your story, your testimony on this, that the chairman referred to in a bunch of these emails was not Joe Biden. It was, in fact, the government of China. When you see people refer to the chairman thinks this, the chairman thinks that, they're talking about China and not Joe Biden. So I want to put up on the screen. Here is a text message you received from Hunter Biden to you. Hey, Tony, I have an idea. In light of the fact that we are in an impasse of sorts and both James's lawyers and my chairman gave an emphatic no, I think we should all meet in Romania on Tuesday next week. And so you're hearing reporters say that chairman was, in fact, the Chinese government. Here you have Rob Walker responding to you. Clearly there's some confusion over this, and he's saying, I'm going to put this on the screen now. When he said, when Hunter Biden said his chairman, he was talking about his dad.
Correct. There's two chairmen in the story. There's Chairman Yi, who is the chairman of CFC.
Yes.
In that text from Hunter Biden, he was not talking about the chairman of CFC. And what Hunter's referencing there is he spoke with his father, and his father is giving an emphatic no to the ask that I had, which was putting proper governance in place around Oneida Holdings.
So Joe Biden is vetoing your plan for putting stricter governance in the company. I mean, and it's right here in the emails.
Yeah, Tucker, I want to be very careful in front of the American people. That is not me writing that. That is not me claiming that. That is Hunter Biden writing on his own phone, typing in that I spoke with my chairman, referencing his father. If the world thinks that my chairman is not his father, then Hunter Biden would come forward and go on record and state to the world.
But you have the Biden family representatives, Rob Walker, saying right here, May 19th, no, when he said his chairman, he was talking about his dad.
Exactly.
That is, look, all I can tell you, it's a very good interview. I've played you all every excerpt I'm going to play you. Reporters have to ask Joe Biden, did you ever meet with Tony Bobulinski? If so, when? And what did you discuss? And why did you meet with him? That's it. And Tony Bobulinski needs to sit down again with somebody and go through methodically every meeting. He's got a calendar. He's obviously an organized guy. He's got everything kept. How many times did you meet with the former vice president? Where did you meet with him? Tell me about the room. Who was present? What did you discuss? It's a deposition that needs to be done. And every lawyer who is listening to me, I want to open up the phones, 1-800-520-1234. Only lawyers, please. And I'm gonna find out if you're a lawyer when you call. Don't lie to me. What would you have asked? What would you have asked? every lawyer out there, and I really would only prefer, you don't have to tell me what firm you're with, but I'm going to figure out if you're a lawyer. I want to know what you would have asked, because Tucker did a fine C-plus interview. But this is where not being a lawyer cripples journalists. But every journalist out there, you need to ask Joe Biden, did you ever meet with Tony Bobulinski? Ever? And unless he says no, then you have to ask him where, when, why. What did you discuss? 1-800-520-1234. Don't go anywhere. 1-800-520-1234. Only real lawyers who have actually conducted a bunch of depositions. I want to hear from you on The Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Before I go to the phones at 1-800-520-1234, let me give you a market report. The big story, this is brought to you by Birch Gold. And you're going to want to own some gold. Gold went below 1900 today. It's at 1899, which is a buy sign or a transfer sign. You should roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into gold and precious metals. Birch Gold will do that for you. You go to HughGold.com. Or you text my name, Hugh, to 474747. Hundreds of five-star reviews. They're very, very good. I buy my gold from them and put it away in the safety deposit box at a bank. Don't keep gold lying around the house. That's a dumb thing to do, but it's a smart thing to get some gold. Do it with HughGold.com. Go to Birch Gold. Or text my name, Hugh, to 474747. Microsoft had huge earnings. But everywhere across the world, worries about the surge in COVID cases have driven down markets. In England, it's down 1.5%. In Germany, it's almost down 3%. I don't even think Microsoft is going to go up today. The only thing that might go up today, and I own Amazon, so I always hope it goes up, is Amazon, because Microsoft suggests they're going to have a monster quarter as well as people move to the web. That is the biggest story of the day is Microsoft. People have just changed their whole business model in the last 6 months, and the cloud companies are winning. Let me also appeal to you. I have a new column in The Washington Post about whether or not property rights are going to make a comeback under the Roberts Court 2.0 with Justice Barrett among the nine. And I really hope that regulatory takings are finally compensated and that property rights really come back. But I also hope that religious liberty is defended, and that will require the Alliance Defending Freedom to have your support. ADF really needs your support. Please go to HughHewitt.com. At the very top, you'll see a banner that simply says Alliance Defending Freedom. We need to get the right cases before this court immediately. We need to get the right cases before the new Roberts Court immediately on religious liberty. And Alliance Defending Freedom is positioned to do so. So please go to HughHewitt.com, or you can call your gift toll-free to 866-359-9644. Make your best gift, $100, $200, maybe $1,000, maybe more. Just keep these people in the field now that we finally have a court that cares about rights. Pete in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. Anywhere near the riots, Pete? I don't know where Canonsburg is. Are you near Philly?
I'm not near Philly. I'm in western Pennsylvania, and surprisingly, or maybe not surprisingly, even the local media in Pittsburgh is barely carrying the riots in Philadelphia.
I don't understand that, but people know about them. Are you a lawyer, Pete?
I am an attorney.
Okay, so what's the rule against perpetuities?
Something I couldn't figure out in law school.
That's the right answer! Actually, I have 1,000 ways to figure out if someone's really a lawyer. That's the questions that they can't answer. So go ahead and tell me.
Well, I'm not a litigator. I'm a business guy, and I know enough to know that what's admissible in court is irrelevant. What's compelling in the court of public opinion in this case is entirely relevant, in my opinion. I would ask the question, have you been asked to take a lie detector test, and if not, would you be willing to do so?
Oh, good questions. Good questions. Well, and that those should have been asked. Would you also ask specifically, as I would, about how many meetings, where, what, why, when? I mean, I really did think Tucker let him just get off with saying he'd met with the vice president repeatedly. I mean, you can verify meetings. You can find out where he was, the vice president.
Well, Tucker did ask that question. I know you didn't watch the interview. There were two meetings, and he did describe the venue in both cases in pretty substantial detail.
There were only two. There was the Milken Institute one, and where was the other one?
I forget. But there were two meetings, and Tucker made it very clear that there were, and he asked the question, and this fellow is just entirely credible as a witness. And I'd be shocked if asked the question, would you take a lie detector test, if he would do anything but say absolutely.
Yeah, I think he would, too. That means if there were two meetings, Joe Biden has to be asked about both of those meetings and the specific allegations thereof.
Yeah.
Right? That's what has to be asked and answered by Joe Biden. If there were there only two, he only met with the vice president twice.
Well, that's what he said last night. And I'm sorry, I just don't remember the second one. The first one was the
Milken Institute.
The conference meeting that you referred to. My jaw was just open the whole time the interview was taking place.
Can you believe the media is not covering this morning? Can you believe it? After we know every detail of the Russia meeting between the fake Russian lawyer and the adoption agency, Paul Manafort, Don Jr., Jared, we know every second of that meeting, and this media is turning a blind eye to what sounds like at least two meetings.
Sadly, I can believe it. What I do not know, simply because I just have trouble keeping up, and maybe you can help me, has Facebook or Twitter relented in its block on the story?
On the New York Post, no, they remain blocked. America's oldest newspaper remains blocked by Twitter. Look, it's a terrible scandal all the way around for the media, but I just want to get to the bottom of these two meetings and whether they can be corroborated. Thank you, friend. Hour number two of the Hugh Hewitt Show coming up. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.